actions required her removal.
The mayor says Crowley also refused to file an after-action report on the fires. Crowley claims city budget cuts hampered her department. This just in, a judge appointed by President Trump has rejected a request by the American Foreign Service Association to stop the administration's dismantling of USAID. The judge found the association did not meet the irreparable harm they needed to show to get injunctive relief. That clears the way for the administration to pull thousands of USAID staffers off the job. The administration is expected to cut jobs at the Defense Department next. Liz Alvarado of Kansas City is one of thousands of IRS workers being let go.
I wish it would have been handled a lot better than it was. I wish they would have looked at performance and not just the date I started.
Kansas City is home to thousands of federal workers. The mayor is urging them to stay in public service. The Justice Department is pushing for more leniency for January 6th defendants who are facing other charges. CBS's Scott McFarland tells us about one case.
Newly appointed U.S. attorney in Ocala, Florida, has just asked the court to dismiss Daniel Ball's gun case, too, making the argument, or at least the illusion, that it's somewhat connected to January 6th because his home was searched and the gun was found as part of a January 6th probe and that it's covered by the pardon.
More world leaders are demanding Hamas return the body of Shiri Bibas to Israel. Hamas returned her two young sons' remains yesterday, but not hers. Sister-in-law Ofri Bibas Levi wants the U.S. to help.
President Trump, I'm asking you, please assist Israel and our family in completing this important mission.
Hamas plans to release six living hostages tomorrow. President Trump had more to say about Ukraine today.
The president says the war in Ukraine must stop.
You have young soldiers being killed thousands a week, and we got to get it over with.
Speaking to the National Governors Association meeting at the White House, the president did not call Ukraine's President Zelensky a dictator, just as he did a few days earlier. But he did suggest Zelensky is the one who's been uncooperative.
I've had very good talks with Putin, and I've had not such good talks with Ukraine.
Top administration officials recently held talks with Russian officials in Saudi Arabia. Ukraine was not included in those talks. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The Dow had its worst day of the year today, dropping more than 700 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Milwaukee Biz Times reports Kenosha-based Snap-on will be the title sponsor for the 2025 IndyCar Racing Weekend at the historic Milwaukee Mile. The event, now called the Snap-on Milwaukee Mile 250 Weekend, will feature a main race on Sunday, which will be broadcast nationally. The Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at Gateway Technical College has been eliminated. Gateway President Dr. Ritu Raju says that the decision was difficult but was necessary to protect crucial federal funding. If your kid takes a bus to school in Racine, you may need to perform an update. Racine Unified officials say First Student is releasing a new app to track and keep tabs on school buses. The new First View OnePoint app is said to be better with tracking and getting real-time alerts about bus locations. Mount Pleasant officials have delayed road work on Newman Road due to the weather. The project, originally scheduled to start Monday, will now begin in April. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks sink the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the LA Clippers at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee, 116-110. Brooke Lopez, blocking a Clippers shot in the final minute, talked about losing Bobby Portis to a 25-game suspension after accidentally using a painkiller that was banned by the NBA last year.
It's obviously tough. You know, it sucks. I don't think it's the most fair thing. You know, obviously, none of it was intentional, you know, habitual or anything like that. It's an honest mistake, you know. But obviously we have to deal with it. And he's going to be fresh and ready for, you know, the end of the season, you know, perfect timing to get it going in playoffs.
The Bucks face the Wizards and former teammate Chris Middleton tonight in Washington. College basketball, number 16th ranked Marquette on the road tonight against Villanova. Hockey, the Badgers men's team wraps up their regular season with a two-game set tonight and tomorrow against Notre Dame at the Kohl Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJ. sunny and comfortable today. High temperatures reaching the mid-20s and sliding to the single digits overnight. Another beautiful day on tap tomorrow with highs in the upper 20s. And then on Sunday, we soar to the upper 30s, above freezing. This will start a melting warm-up. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 27.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. My friend Robin's here. And last week, of course, Robin was Valentine's Day.
Yes.
How'd your partner do? How'd Jeff do?
Not so good.
Not so good.
I think he forgot.
Really?
Well, it's kind of hard. This year, I had to have a surgical procedure on Thursday, so I was kind of recovering on Friday.
Okay.
Pretty much the whole weekend, I was down for the count. You know,
did he at least pamper recovering. You?
Well, no. I mean, he was present. Okay. He was here in the house in case I needed anything, but for just a couple of days. But no, we kind of just messed it up a little bit just because of the surgery.
All right. Well, let me ask you then. How did you do? Did you?
I always do something for all my family members every year since my kids were little, and my mom did it for us too. I make giant heart cookies, and I have hot pink icing that I put on top, frosting, that. And then I write little hearts, you know, like Honey Bunny, which would be my granddaughter, things that kind of go with what they are. But those little candy hearts, I take my cues and clues from that.
A survey found that nearly 60% of people gave their partner an F grade when it came to bringing the romance on February 14th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Luckily, my wife, she says this every year. She says, don't do anything.
Well, pretty much that is the case. And my one daughter's like, oh, Mom, how come you don't want to do something? I'm like, come on, 35 years, it's all good.
Yeah, we're good. All right, there's my friend Robin. She joins us from time to time on WRJN.
Not my Memorial Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it. Down on my knees for you.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and we want to welcome Dan Marcus to our midday workday hours. He brings his passion for timeless hits to Racine every weekday from 9 till 2. And you can also hear some of his great interviews and stories from some of our 60s and 70s biggest stars on his Dan Marcus Wax Museum podcast. And you can get that at danmarcuswaxmuseum.com.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Come on.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's the Four Seasons, Big Girls Don't Cry. Let's talk about little girls and little boys for a minute. A pediatric group recommends that babies sleep in the same room as their parents for the first year. They say it makes the babies thrive. It probably makes the parents rethink their plans for having a second baby.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You ocean, don't be slow. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train for Chills. Take the last train for Chills. Take the last train for Chills.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Kenosha company is helping to sustain Milwaukee racing. The Milwaukee Biz Times reports Kenosha-based Snap-on will be the title sponsor for the 2025 IndyCar Racing Weekend at the historic Milwaukee Mile. That's set to take place August 23rd and 24th. The event, now called the Snap-on Milwaukee Mile 250 Weekend, will feature a main race on Sunday, which will be broadcast nationally. If your kid takes a bus to school in Racine, you may need to perform an update. Racine Unified officials say First Student is releasing a new app to track and keep tabs on school buses. You should be able to find a link with all the details to update through those emails from the school. The new First View 1.0 app is said to be better with tracking and getting real-time alerts about bus locations. In response to federal directives, Gateway Technical College has eliminated its Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Office. The move comes as educational institutions face the potential loss of federal funding for maintaining race-based programs. Gateway President Dr. Ritu Raju emphasized in a statement that while the decision was difficult, it was necessary to safeguard federal support. The world's richest man might be paying for some of the local TV commercials on your tube. You can learn more about the Musk media efforts in the state Supreme Court online. Go deeper at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Sunny and comfortable today. High temperatures reaching the mid-20s and sliding to the single digits overnight. Another beautiful day on tap tomorrow with highs in the upper 20s. And then on Sunday, we soar to the upper 30s, above freezing. This will start to melting warm up. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 27.
WRJN. I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. In worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe. He jumped so high, jumped so high. And then he lightly touched down. I met him in a sail in New Orleans, I was. Dance while we jump so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs.
is how it's dogging him. Traveled about, the dog up and died, up and died. After 20 years, he still grieves. Set a dance now at every chance in honky tonk. Tears. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars. 'Cause I drink so beer. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band from 1970, and Mr. Bojangles. Okay, so Mr. Bojangles dances, right? So is there a real Mr. Bojangles, or does it just refer to dancers? Well, kind of both. Mr. Bojangles was a nickname given by Bill Robinson, a black tap dancer who appeared in many movies in the 1930s, including with Shirley Temple and others. After Robinson's success, many black street dancers became known as Bojangles. So a little bit of both.
Your love lifted me higher than I've ever been lifted before. So keep it up, quench my desire.
see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We love people, we love daddy, we love mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the lives we live in, yeah, that's our philosophy.
Hits WRJN, the home of the Don Rosen Morning Show, and his show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. And now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form too, on demand. Just go to WRJN.com and click on the Don Rosen Morning Show to listen.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to be kissed, just taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together by she's in my mind.
Yeah.
chapel in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate.
What's going on WRJN? Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, not this weekend, not tomorrow, not this Sunday, but next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, you're going to want to be at Memorial Hall for Racine County Eyes Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. There's going to be home remodeling experts there. There's going to be energy efficiency people, wellness practitioners, and sustainable living experts, too. Also, live demonstrations all on site. It all happens Saturday, March 1st and Sunday, March 2nd from 10 till 4 each day. Tickets at the door, $10. WRJN going to be there, too. We'll have some live broadcasts, so stop by and say hi. More information at RacineCountyEye.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Bob and Weave to the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, opening February 21st at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. Celebrate any occasion with a timeless gift. From a beautiful necklace to a dazzling diamond engagement ring to a stunning, one-of-a-kind, handcrafted treasure. Von Hassel Jewelers offers the perfect way to make someone feel special. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $40. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
Birds of a feather beat.
Local news, Timeless Hands, WRJN. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. It's going to be up to the 30s over the weekend. I like that. You can tell spring is coming soon because the boss has taken off his mittens and put them back on his golf clubs.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Another sell-off on Wall Street.
CBS's Jason Brooks says traders are worried about the economy.
The Dow plummeted 748 points as inflation expectations soared higher in the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index for February, with a large decline in expectations for future big-ticket purchases such as autos and appliances.
There was also a report on declining home sales. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has canned Fire Chief Kristen Crowley.
Acting in the best interest of Los Angeles public safety and for the operations of the Los Angeles Fire Department, I just met with Chief Crowley and removed her as Fire Chief.
Bass says Crowley sent 1,000 firefighters home before the wildfires started, despite